Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight.
720 WGN, you may or may not know that we are never in the same studio. Everybody has their own booth. Everybody's in their own space. But at this moment, everybody on the show is in the studio. That would be Steve Bertrand, Kevin Powell, Mary Vandeveld, Brian Altimer, our producer, Andrew Harris, our producer. Why do you laugh about that?
The pause between.
What's his the name? Pause where it's like, wait, what's his last name again?
Andrew Secretary.
That guy? Yeah, that guy there. So are we in order of the way that we're choosing the gifts? Do we determine that? Let's start with Steve. Steve, you're one, Kevin two, Mary three, Brian four, Andrew five, me six.
So I just choose from
you get to pick a gift. This is the afternoon show white elephant gift exchange.
I want Mary's.
You want Mary's gift?
Mary's is
isn't it pretty?
Nicely wrapped. Yeah.
See my little curlicues?
Yeah. Oh, that's what she was talking. She likes the curly ribbon.
Over to Bertrand.
I like to make a sausage.
Oh, it's a casserole pan.
Are you sure?
It is a kitchen theme. Things that my husband hated in my kitchen. For years.
And so do I open it?
Yeah, open it. That's how the game goes. And then Kevin can steal it, or he can open another present.
Kevin's not going to steal this.
He's already laughing.
It's a Longa burger basket.
Yes.
Oh.
Now, who doesn't have a Longa
burger? That's actually really nice.
Back in the day, remember how much money we would pay for those?
Yes.
Was
oh, there's
crazy.
Something inside the Longa burger.
Oh, yeah? Great.
Yeah, be careful. Fragile.
Be careful.
Fragile.
Okay, got to do the news eventually.
Is it the baking stone inside the basket?
Oh, it's like a pizza cutter bicycle.
Wow.
What the hell is
Hold
this?
It up. Let me see.
Okay, I cut myself on that
So, Bridget and I have recently lost our pizza cutter.
Really?
And we're like, where did the pizza cutter go?
You can say that, but you really want the Longa Burger basket.
No, I want that pizza cutter. It's a pizza cutter that's shaped like a bicycle.
So it's a copper bicycle with two pizza cutter wheels.
That's pretty cool. All
can you guys hear me? Oh, there I am.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, you didn't hear me before. But I cut myself on that thing before.
Oh.
It's very dangerous, and we can't have it around for the grandkids. So I have to give it to you.
You want to look at him. He's coveting.
I do kind of want that pizza cutter.
It is pretty
But
cool.
I'm also intrigued if I want to give something else a shot. I'll take Steve's gift.
Oh, that's a nice... That's probably the nicest paper in the room.
Feels like a picture frame.
No.
This is nicely wrapped, Steve.
Thank
nice
you.
Gold wrapping paper.
So you're not stealing the pizza cutter that looks like a bicycle.
I have a feeling I can just steal it from Steve later on. So.
I have a feeling that's accurate.
You I might be able to double down on this.
I tell you what, forget about the cutter. You can have the whole damn thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
A beautiful picture of Abraham Lincoln.
I had him sign it.
This is pretty cool. Yeah. Can you give us a background here, Steve? Why do you have a framed photo of Abe here?
It's a picture of a young Abraham Lincoln, and we were out one night.
And it fell off the wall of a bar or something?
Selfie. No, I actually won that in a white elephant probably 25 or 30 years ago.
I'm glad I chose this gift.
And I'm not kidding you. It's been hanging in my office.
Did you look at the back? It could be worth something.
Oh, maybe there's something behind this lining.
Maybe it's a different painting.
No.
Your loss.
Okay. Well,
wait until you see these items. This is all going to be posted on WGNradio.com. They're videotaping right now. Honestly, that does look like it came from, I don't know, like 1901, maybe 1850. I'm not sure.
There's a sticker on the back, a framed by Deerfield Paint and Glass Company.
What's the area code? I bet it's not 847.
It's 810 Waukegan. There's no area code. Before we had to know the area code.
It's old.
Mm-hmm. It's old. All right, Mary, are you stealing one of those fine gifts? One you gave.
I'm not going to steal my own.
Really?
I think you'll like mine, Mary.
I think you like Honest Abe. I'm going with Kevin's.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay,
there's a lot of stuff in there.
Oh, gross. did you drink out of this?
So that's a water bottle that somebody in sales gave me like a year ago and I've never used.
Cycle Sport. You know, I need,
shout out
I
Village
need.
Cycle Sport. Oh. Great bike shop
in Arlington
Heights.
I need one
exactly.
Of these
it's
for
a sports theme.
It's a great shop. It's not
and
the best
And a lot
spot
of golf balls.
Yes. These are golf balls.
Oh.
I don't know how they made it, their way to the
them?
Bottom of my golf bag, but they are dirty. They are used. But you can play with them. And you told me that your son, you like
yes.
to buy used golf balls for
I
him.
I will give these to my son.
So there's about
a
dozen in there. There you go.
Yeah. I haven't been
and there,
to Goodwill
there's
yet.
One other little thing in there, too. Big
oh,
League
Big
Chew.
League Chew.
Oh, very
oh,
nice.
Leftover from a yes. year ago, and yes. we haven't guessed it.
We had a whole box of them here, so I took a bunch, and they've been stuffed into some drawer in our apartment. So there you go,
it's
Mary.
This is great.
Pretty
thanks,
good.
Kev.
Yes. Pretty good.
She likes it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Brian Altimer, kind of our afternoon DJ. He's our producer and provides all the music bumps. Are you stealing something, or are you... You gonna?
I want that pizza cutter.
Do you?
Oh man,
he wants the pizza cutter.
You have to take the basket too.
I'll take the basket.
All right. Yeah. Glad Kevin missed it.
So at this point, Steve gets to open a new present. Then
I get to
it
choose
nice
someone.
I love that basket.
I will
my
pass him
hates.
This right here.
What if I don't choose
you?
Yours?
Yeah, you can't. You Wait. Can't make him take
Ooh,
your gift.
This feels like another pizza cutter.
Brian's got taste.
He gets to open two.
Well, someone took mine.
Oh,
drum roll.
This is probably more gifts than I will open all of Christmas.
You're right.
Oh, it's a Chicago Bears beanie baby.
It's Bear Bear.
Bear Bear.
Oh.
That's pretty cool.
Right.
Don't take that from Brian. He's the biggest Bears fan I know.
I was going to say, that's a memorable thing for him.
Like, I appreciate it, Brian, but it really makes me want the basket back.
Okay, Andrew, you're up. Do you want to steal a gift or do you want to... Take a gift that has yet to be opened.
I'm just let's see what's in the big one. I'm just curious.
Oh, the big one's from me.
Oh, that's
yeah. It's a big. None of you saw this.
I
one?
Didn't see that.
He
oh,
was
you didn't show
Andrew.
It.
Were you like hiding that over there so
yes.
you would grab it?
I didn't put these over there, so you can blame whoever did that.
See, I thought because you haven't gone yet,
yes,
Lisa, that we couldn't steal your gift.
Well, it's
you
not a-
can steal it.
But we haven't seen it.
You
yet.
Got a water bottle and used golf balls, Mary.
Right.
You made out pretty good.
And Big League Chew.
And Big League Chew.
From the barn, I think.
Well, it's not a PlayStation 5.
Yes. It's two gifts. One is you can hold up the very solid one first, like the one made out of wood. That might be
precarious.
Cuz I don't
there we go.
How are you going to get that home?
That's right. You take the bus or you take mass
not,
transportation.
Not with the
weather.
You might be stopped by the police with that one. Would you call that a flamethrower?
Wow. What is that? Oh, what is that?
It's a 40 fireman.
What?
It's a flamethrower, really.
Wow.
Oh, I want that.
I knew you would. I'm like, nobody's taken the big gift yet?
I got a beanbag bear and you got a flamethrower?
Hey. That was your choice.
When the Danson farmer came back from the barn with that, I go, what is that? And he goes, you know, you melt ice on a sidewalk with it.
And I thought it was going to be a manure shovel or something.
I think we should bring the camera with Andrew on his way home,
because
Andrew sitting on a CTA bus with a flamethrower in his hands would be quite the scene.
He's going to get arrested.
There we go.
And when I said, hey, what is that for? And he goes, oh, we've got a couple more. I go, we've got three flamethrowers?
So you hook it to propane? Is that what you do? Put it on propane?
I guess you put it on propane and you melt stuff with it.
Wow.
And here's the big piece. This is...
Kevin, think what you could do with a hot dog with it.
Right. You could do a whole Christmas roast with
right.
that.
Yo.
Start your Christmas tree on fire.
Why is this here?
There we go.
Get naked.
Oh, I need that. I need that.
It says something about weekend.
Andrew's a walking party. He's got a get naked sign and a flamethrower with him.
I think we know all. I think we know all we need to know about the farm right
yeah.
now.
Oh my gosh! And so there's one gift left, and I get to find it and pick it. And I guess I'm going to do that after the news.
Okay.
All right.
All right. You will be able to see this all on WGNradio.com.
I'll take my beanbag bear and do the news.
And whose gift has yet to be opened? Oh, yeah, Andrew's. Mark. Okay. All right.
Which is also a flamethrower, I suppose.
That's coming up next on 720 WGN.
That's wild.
I just can't wait for Christmas. Santa Claus is
don't know this one. That's impressive, Ashley.
It's Tommy Two-Tone, right? Is that? Yeah.
Bill from Wakanda said, this is one of my favorite segments of all time on WGN. Merry Christmas to all of you. If you just got in the car, we are doing a white elephant gift exchange. So far, we have a bicycle that's a pizza cutter, right?
Very nice one.
Yeah. A flamethrower.
Casual flamethrower.
A get naked sign. Some dirty golf balls.
They'll get the job done.
And a very aged vintage picture of Abraham Lincoln.
That's very nice. As a young man.
As a young man. Yeah. And Steve, I forget, what gift are you holding on to?
I'm holding on to Brian's teeny weeny baby bear. Chicago
oh, that's
bear.
Right. It's a beanie baby bear.
Bear bear.
And
bear
I bear. Am left with the one present that was not chosen from Andrew Harris. And I'm like, it looks like a book. Hey, Wildflowers of Indiana Dunes.
Wow.
I kind of dig that. Where'd you get this?
So prior to being full-time here, I was a producer for the Charlie Potter's Sunday morning show. So there was one time since he received some mail. It was two books.
And you kept them?
I told him before I told him, hey, these are.
So you gave her Charlie Potter's mail for Christmas.
Let me finish. Yeah. He told me to keep them. He told me he said, hey, you can keep those books, but I'm not a wilderness person, and I thought it would serve someone else better.
The Indiana Dunes are not. It's not the wilderness.
Well, I haven't been anywhere else.
It's a lot of sand. Is
That's
what it is.
A good gift.
Rewilding. The radical new science of ecological recovery. Oh. It's got bison on the front of it.
Oh, that's bad.
And look at you. How long ago did you produce for Charlie Potter?
Up until, I want to say, April.
Oh, okay, because it's still wrapped in plastic. So at least when you steal someone's mail, you just keep
so
it
just
intact.
Not even a little curiosity. Just leave it.
He just left it completely wrapped in plastic.
Brand new. I'll take it home and put it on my bookshelf. That's what you said?
If you're lucky, right?
Poor Andrew, you're feeling picked on right now?
No, I'm good. It's like high school all over again.
I have an idea what we can use the flamethrower for.
The books or all the gifts together?
Or Abraham Lincoln.
Somebody said, Lisa, you are supposed to know, you're not supposed to know who the gifts are from. That's the fun part. And another said, Christine Mary said, hey, you're doing it wrong. Number one, supposed to have the ability to steal. So that is you, but we already gave it. But Ashley says, you all get to steal one.
So we can all steal one.
If you want to steal something or keep your gift, that's up to you.
So I'm going to take the, what do you have, Mary? Oh, no, golf balls? No. I think I'm going to take my Abraham Lincoln back.
Wow.
Oh, he's taking his own gift back.
You can't do that, though. Is that a rule?
I got a perfect spot on my wall for this.
Back where you took it off of your wall?
This morning.
Yes.
I mean, the flamethrower is awesome. I don't think I should have a flamethrower, though. That pizza cutter, Bri, is pretty cool. Don't you want your Chicago Bears teddy bear back?
No, I actually want the flamethrower. I was telling Lisa off. I told Lisa off air, like, her husband is cool, but he just got, like, 50% even cooler with the flamethrower.
Don't you want the naked sign with it?
Oh, yeah, I got to have both.
Yeah, it goes together.
Oh, yeah.
Get naked and stay warm.
You know what? I'll keep the Chicago Bear beanie baby.
Oh, look at that.
You're such a nice man.
Mary, what are you doing?
I'm keeping mine. Because I'm re-gifting it to my son.
Brian, I know what you're doing.
Wow.
Andrew's not happy.
He's evil.
He's not. Well, Andrew,
you know what? I know.
There was a backdoor deal made, so I'm going to keep the pizza cutter.
Oh, a backdoor deal between the producers?
Andrew can't take that home because he'll be on the bus.
Yeah, well, it's
watch
not attached.
Me take this home.
Yeah, it's not attached to your propane tank.
I will put it be on Instagram showing it.
And I'm good with my gift because I love these.
So the deal is that you're going to get the get naked sign, aren't you? And let him keep the flamethrower.
Maybe.
Yeah.
There's something going on. It's vice versa.
It's not a first row.
Andrew wants the get naked sign for his living room. Brian wants a flamethrower too. I don't know. What are you going to do with the flamethrower, Brian?
I'm melting snow.
I mean, you haven't even used a snowblower yet. What you mean?
Right, if we ever get snow. I spent like $1,000 for a gas snowblower, and I always wanted a gas snowblower. And I finally get one. We haven't gotten any snow. It's been almost, we're going on 2 years now.
Yeah.
I need snow.
Now you got a flamethrower.
Well, who gets the pizza cutter then? If he gets the flamethrower.
Well,
he's got to trade with Andrew or something. They got a backdoor deal at Chicago Politics right here at play on the afternoon show.
I can't believe no one wanted my Abraham Lincoln picture.
Well, you did.
I had a spot in mind where I was going to put it in my apartment, and Steve swiped it after he brought the gift here.
You know, if I had brought the Mary Todd one that goes with it, maybe you guys would have wanted it more.
Oh, I would have wanted the pair, yeah.
You are going to love the fact that I played Mary Todd Lincoln and The Last of Mrs. Lincoln at the New American Theater in Rockford, Illinois.
Oh, my God.
I got to sit in a wheelchair and say nothing.
And she lived in Batavia, right?
She did. So, the house is still there.
Yeah.
Yes. See the things you learn on the afternoon show. Okay. The preliminary pictures, not the video, up at WGNradio.com right now. Go check it out. You can see all of our gifts. Mary is running back to her studio to do the traffic, and well, she's doing that. Steve's going to read a commercial.